Bible reading number 238, Luke 7, verses 36 through 50. At Simon the Pharisee's house, one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him. Jesus went into the Pharisee's house and sat down at the table. At that time there was a sinful woman in town. She knew that Jesus was having dinner at the Pharisee's house. So the woman brought some expensive perfume. At Jesus' feet she stood there crying. Then she began to wash his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. She kissed his feet again and again and rubbed them with the perfume. The Pharisee who had invited Jesus saw this. He thought to himself, "If Jesus really were a prophet, then he would know that the woman who is touching him is a sinner." Then Jesus said to the Pharisee, "Simon, I have something to say to you." Simon said, "Say it, teacher." Jesus said, "There were two men. Both men owed money to the same moneylender. One man owed him 500 silver coins. The other man owed him 50 silver coins. The men didn't have any money to repay the moneylender, so the moneylender told the men that they didn't have to pay him. Which one of them will appreciate the moneylender more?" Simon answered, "I think it would be the one who owed him the most money." Jesus said to him, "You are correct." Then Jesus turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I came into your house, you provided me with no water for my feet, but she washed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You didn't give me the kiss of friendship, but she has not stopped kissing my feet since I came in. You did not rub my head with oil, but she rubbed my feet with perfume. Because of her great love, I tell you, her many sins are forgiven. The person who feels only a little need to be forgiven will feel only a little love when he is forgiven." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The guests sitting at the table began to think to themselves, "Who does Jesus think he is? How can he forgive sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Because you believed, you are forgiven. Go in peace."